Hello, everyone, and welcome again to another edition of Gospel CMS, the podcast that's designed to help you to really reflect and think on biblical principles and hopefully encourage you to engage in some thinking that will really help you to draw closer and deeper in your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And for those of us who haven't yet made that decision, hopefully this gives you some great ideas to think through and really consider. I'm your host, Ben Baluri, and today we're talking about the idea of true fasting. So here we are in 2019, jumping into new goals, fully committed to developing new habits, or maybe restarting some we've dropped for some reason. Maybe we renewed that gym membership, or maybe we finally put together that business plan and structured our first 100 days to maximize our chances of success. There are so many ways we can jumpstart a new year. For thousands of years, humans have looked for ways to motivate themselves and get to a better place. Many who say they have a religious faith have a discipline that is very common amongst them called fasting. Fasting is a practice of sacrificing something of value, usually food, in an effort to gain more clarity or even to hear from a higher power. The Jewish community has long practiced fasting, and this was common throughout their history. Christians continued the practice, and many people of faith believe this is a fundamental discipline and absolutely necessary to help them become more aware of the direction God has for their lives. But have you ever gone through the exercise of something as challenging as fasting and failed to even sense God's presence? Have you ever found yourself wondering why you're spending time denying yourself, especially when it seems God isn't even listening? Maybe you got to a point you started feeling some frustration with, or worse yet, animosity towards God because He wasn't responding as you expected or needed. If you've ever been there, you're certainly not alone. In the Old Testament book of Isaiah, we find a passage that details this very thing. Let's take a peek at this passage and unpack it a bit. It starts off with a bang. God Himself is speaking through Isaiah when He says, "Shout with the voice of a trumpet blast. Don't be timid. Tell the people of Israel about their sin." God is not happy, and He isn't holding back. He talks about how the people are acting like they're obedient, but in reality, they aren't even close. They've been putting on a good show, but they're just going through the motions. God explains why they're wrong. They're oppressing their employees. They're arguing with each other, even though they're fasting. Of course they are. They're hungry, right? They're feeling like we all feel when we're denying ourselves something of necessity. Pain, hurt, anger. Isn't the point of fasting to be able to tell myself, and maybe some other people, I'm a good soldier, a loving husband, a reverent wife? Isn't the point of denying me all about other people noticing I have such a deep faith that I'm a good and religious person? Right now, maybe you're saying to yourself, how am I supposed to satisfy God? It's absolutely impossible. There's no way. I've already given up enough, and apparently that's not enough. If that's what you're feeling, then you're not going to like what's coming next. Here's what God says fasting should really look like. He starts in verse 6. No. This is the kind of fasting I want. Free those who are wrongfully imprisoned. Lighten the burden of those who work for you. Let the oppressed go free and remove the chains that bind people. Share your food with the hungry and give shelter to the homeless. Give clothes to those who need them and do not hide from relatives who need your help. Then your salvation will come like the dawn and your wounds will quickly heal. Your godliness will lead you forward, and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Then, when you call, the Lord will answer. God wants us to do more than just give up a meal or two. He wants us to come alongside Him and others of faith to literally change the world. He wants us to express real love to others. I'm not talking about some elusive, heart-fluttering kind of love. This isn't about goo-goo eyes and blushing cheeks. This is about hard, sacrificial love. This is the kind of love that says, I need to give my workers a week off, even if it means we won't make a profit for another 2 or 3 weeks. It's being sure we got the real perpetrator rather than just increasing our success rate. It's giving someone a meal you were going to eat because you know the person looking at you longingly probably won't eat for another couple of days. It's giving money to someone in need rather than loaning it. And it's definitely not charging interest if you insist on getting it back. At the same time, it's not enabling bad behavior. God isn't asking us to overlook the bad. He's just saying, trust me to provide what you need when you give it up for someone else. Do you really believe I can make up the difference? That is what fasting is all about. It's sacrificing the self and giving to someone else what I would have had myself. Have you ever experienced the Holy Spirit convicting you of doing something you were doing wrong? So many of us would say yes, but have we really? It's so common for people to say, yes, I feel guilty about this, or I'm still so ashamed about that. Well, before we go further, I have what I hope is some good news. God doesn't guilt, shame, or condemn. He convicts. He tells us there is a better way. It's easy to confuse the two, but know that God builds, encourages, and corrects. He does not tear down or humiliate His people. You know what's really crazy? God already modeled what true fasting is all about when He sacrificed His only true Son, Jesus Christ. Talk about giving up something of value. You know what's really cool about God? He doesn't ever ask us to do anything He wasn't willing to do Himself first. I may miss out on a couple of meals, but He endured a suffering I can't even imagine just to have a relationship with me. I may not be able to buy some nice things, maybe not even necessities, but He was homeless and had to rely on the goodness of people to give Him food and shelter for 3 years while He lived here on earth. That, my friends, is sacrifice. And He did all that, even when He was nailed to a cross, breathing His last breaths. Even as nails were being driven with force into His hands, what was He saying? Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. That is sacrificial love. Can you do that? Would you be willing to do that? If you're truly willing to do that, God says He will reward you. He will heal you. He will bless you beyond what you ever thought possible. That is what true fasting is all about. Believing God. Acting on that belief. Giving up something real. Having faith that God will make up for every loss. If you've been struggling with how to participate in a true fast, if you're feeling distant from God even though you've been fasting, if you need to feel the peace and joy that surpass all understanding and you just can't seem to find it, let's have some conversation. On the other hand, if you've been blessed beyond measure and you know God is prompting you to share that with someone, my prayer for you is that you will look someone who you know needs it in the eye, smile at them, and participate in true fasting. Be blessed.